All right, everyone. Nope. That ain't gonna work.
It's good. It's good.
Now we're good.
Shit.
All right, everyone. It's the Grim Lord here, and this is the Grim Articles Show. Got Dead Penetration here.
What's up?
And we're gonna talk about some articles. Now, I have a beer with me, but this ain't gonna be the Drunken Articles Show. At least I don't think so.
Not unless but, one will do it for you.
Yeah, one usually does do it for me.
Damn.
So, anyway, no, I'm serious, guys. Like, most of the time I'm ranting into the river, that's me on one beer. So,
not much has changed.
Okay, so, anyway, Golgo 13 manga predicted assassination attempt on U.S. President Donald Trump. In a disturbing prescience, the famous manga Golgo 13 was found to have predicted the failed attempted assassination of former U.S. President Donald Trump, who's now running for re-election. A viral post on X had a scan from the actual manga showing Trump almost getting killed by an assassin, but the protagonist Golgo 13 saved his life, killing the assassin instead. Mere days ago, on July 13th, Trump was attacked by a sniper in Pennsylvania while giving a speech at a rally with the local Republican Party supports in his bid to be re-elected back to the White House. Historically, Trump is emulating Grover Cleveland, who served two non-consecutive terms as the U.S. president. Trump only received minor injuries on the ear, but a spectator and the sniper were killed. It was noted that in the manga, the attempted murder was staged and helped boost Trump's ratings. Have a look.
I'll tell you now, minor injuries or not, an inch, certain calibers, the shockwave alone would, do deadly damage to you, much less the bullet hitting them. Mm. You can go on YouTube, they have deer rifle do that. Like, there's video of people shooting at a deer, missing it, but the bullet was so close, the shockwave blew their fucking head off.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. It's, those damn things are made to explode on impact because you're trying to kill something quick,
right?
Humanely as possible. I mean, it doesn't look humanely, but they never know what hit them, unless they run and didn't do a good shot.
It's worth noting this page from the manga was drawn back in 2017 when mangaka Takao Saito was still alive and was recently compiled and re-released. The new compilation release just came out on July 5th, days before the actual assassination attempt on Trump. The manga was from the 213th chapter of the long-running manga. Should be the panel, not the manga. Original Golgo 13 creator Takao Saito died in 2021, and his last words permitted the manga to continue without him. Golgo 13 was published in Shogakukan's Seinen Manga magazine, Big Comic, since October of 1968. One of the longest running mangas in human history. So, I gotta play that, and I gotta play that. I bought Angerfoot.
Angerfoot.
Yeah, you kick shit. That's it.
Sounds like fun.
Yeah, it's good. They made a whole game based on Duke's Mighty Foot. That's what it would be. And it's actually really fucking fun from what I've seen. I just haven't played it yet. All right, so what have we got here? I don't even know where the hell that article was. Oh, right here. Okay. We're not ready for that one yet. No, actually, we will cover that. We're going to cover this one. So, these antidepressants have been prescribed to millions, but have a hidden side effect that is worse than death. Ooh. This is why I only ever took one.
What is it?
Lexapro.
Oh, no, I mean, what is the side effect?
You'll hate it.
Well, I ain't ever took
it. I know. Do not touch these things, guys. I swear to God, do not touch them. The FDA is being sued for allegedly ignoring evidence that antidepressants leave patients' sex lives permanently ruined years after stopping the meds. Selective serotonin reuptake inhibitors, SSRI drugs, like Prozac and Zoloft, began carrying a label warning users, telling that they may cause erectile dysfunction, low libido, vaginal dryness, and trouble orgasming, only after patients began complaining of sexual side effects to their doctors in the 80s and 90s. but thousands of former patients say they have been left completely asexual, numb below the waist, and unable to enjoy sex or sustain romantic relationships. Some patients have even experienced shrinkage of their genitals. Mm. The FDA is now being sued by a team of scientists who say the agency has ignored their petition asking for a warning about permanent sexual side effects since 2018 and is asking the agency to warn doctors and patients about the long-term risks. Remember, I only ever took one. The condition mentioned in the lawsuit is post-SSRI sexual dysfunction, which can cause genital numbness, a complete loss of libido, erectile dysfunction, and other sexual function issues for years after going off the medication.
They say there's no actual proof that it does really anything in curing depression.
It doesn't. An estimated estimated 1 in 10 Americans age 12 and up takes an antidepressant. The lawsuit was filed by Dr. Anthony B. Soska, a molecular biologist at Howard University. The specific condition that Dr. Soka, his name is Soka, references in his complaint is post-SSRI sexual dysfunction, which can also cause genital numbness, premature ejaculation, and emotional blunting. The agency said in 2018 that it would further review the science and get back to him, but it never did. The FDA's alleged lack of follow-up contradicted its own protocol, which says that citizens' petitions require response within 180 days. While the FDA has neglected to add the proposed warning label, regulatory agencies in Europe and Canada already have. Scientists don't know for sure how many people are affected by PSSD, though more than half of all antidepressant users have reported some degree of sexual dysfunction while taking them. A 2018 review of the scientific literature on PSSD found that around 5 to 15% of people on antidepressants develop sexual side effects such as dysfunction or lack of drive after taking the SSRIs and SNRIs. And as Drex said, all the women are on these head meds. So you gotta wonder what's happening on the woman's side.
Yeah.
Dr. Soka is an advisor to the PSSD Network, an advocacy organization that encourages patients to tell their stories to raise awareness and hopefully find a cure for long-term sexual dysfunction. Commonly prescribed antidepressants include SSRIs, which increase level of mood-regulating serotonin in the brain, and SNRIs, which increase levels of both serotonin and another neurotransmitter, norepinephrine, currently include package labels that warn of sexual side effects. Drug manufacturers are required to warn patients and prescribers that their drugs could cause low libido and decreased ability to have an orgasm, but they're not required
disability
to disclose that these effects could be permanent. Dr. Soka said, without adequate warnings about the risk of potentially permanent damage to sexual function, patients and healthcare professionals cannot weigh the benefits of the drug's use against the potential harms. So all these women in America that are on these things, remember, they are permanently destroying their fucking sex drives. Patients sharing the stories through the PSSD Network have described a range of disturbances from erectile dysfunction, genital shrinkage, and numbness to a lack of any sense of attraction to others and an inability to feel pleasure. One male patient had been prescribed anything, various antidepressants at different points when he was 16 to deal with the death of his father and was able to stop taking them at 20. Now at 25 and off the meds, he has an extreme genital shrinkage and discomfort.
Ooh.
Ow. I have neurological dysfunction of the smooth muscle in my penis causing hypercontraction or persistent arousal disorder. I have constant overactive bladder urination. I have severe erectile dysfunction and premature ejaculation. I never had any of this before the meds. He added, I've seen a urologist that specializes in sexual health and acknowledges the existence of PSSD. He conducted an ultrasound on my privates and told me that I have fibrosis in it. And he said it's very common to see that in men who are on antidepressants for a while. A female patient, meanwhile, stopped taking her antidepressant 3 years ago, but said now her sexuality is gone. She says, and I quote, my clitoris feels like a dead lump. And a third patient who had been taking Lexapro for about 3 months said he is asexual now from the medicine. Yeah, I'll fucking bet. Stay off this poison. Stay off this fucking poison. No, destroying your sex drive is something I will not fucking stand for. We are an adult channel, and I'll be goddamned. He said, oh, by the way, reishi mushroom, cordyceps mushroom, you know, stuff like that, long jack, stuff like that may help. It may bring it back. I'm just saying. Yeah. Sometimes you got to use natural shit to destroy the unnatural shit.
To get the poison out.
To get the poison. Yeah, I will say Reishi does some things I didn't expect it to do.
Reishi.
That's what I'm taking now.
What is it?
Reishi's just a calming mushroom, but it sometimes does some other things. He would be better off on Cordyceps. Cordyceps just does the thing. Like, Cordyceps is pretty much like Viagra, and it's testosterone at the same time. Well, I can't take it.
As long as it doesn't cut off your testosterone.
No, it enhances.
Well, I mean, you know, sometimes if you use... Oh, now if it naturally
enhances it. It naturally enhances it. It's a natural... Only thing it will do is enhance your anxiety a little bit.
Yeah.
So if you have bad anxiety, which I do, you can't really take it. I can take it, like, sometimes, but I can't take it all the time. And it gives you really explosive orgasms, too. It's really easy to find. You can buy this shit all day long on Amazon. He said, I used to be able to look at people that I was attracted to and feel something, but now I feel nothing. It's just like looking at the wall. Basically taking away almost all positive emotions. They went from 100 to maybe less than 1. That's how strong it is. He added that the hardest part of the general emotional blunting caused by the medicines. When you hug the people you love, your mother, your father, your nephew, you don't feel anything. You cannot get any emotional bond at all. Ooh, that's really bad.
Oh, I was like, well, what are you doing, rubbing your
general... No. They're talking about that you don't get any emotional response. Oh, yeah. It turns you into a robot. Emotion.
Yeah.
Yeah, like a sociopath.
Well, that sounds... Antidepressants they're usually turning, do people
they're turning
anyway.
People into sociopaths.
Yeah. Perfect soldiers.
Yeah, pretty much. Dr. Soka has been researching sexual dysfunction linked to antidepressants since the early 2000s and was one of the first to posit the medicines as a side effect of driving up serotonin levels in the brain caused DNA modifications that affect the activity of genes that regulate sexual function. He told The Guardian, various scientists, including myself, have published studies showing that an SSRI can change epigenetics and human cells. If that's happening, then those cells or tissues may not immediately revert back to how they were once treatment stops. It's as though an imprint has been left there. However, it's still not known precisely what these epigenetic changes are. So what we need to do is narrow it down. What is happening? His lawsuit filed in the U.S. District Court for the District of Columbia seeks to force the FDA to issue a decision on the petition. America has seen fertility rates plummet to historic lows in recent years, and this might be a part of it. Yeah. You know, women aren't interested in men if they can't get any, think about it. Okay, and this isn't just, I don't get wet over a guy. This is, I literally feel nothing because the pills have literally made me feel no emotion toward anybody. That's bad.
Numbs your sensory.
Numbs everything. That's
probably your dopamine.
That's awful.
Kaput.
People are worried about porn. They need to be worried about these fucking things.
Hell.
His lawsuit filed in the U.S. District Court of the District of Columbia seeks to force the FDA to issue a decision on the petition. America has seen fertility rates plummet to historic lows in recent years, attributable to a large population of women who want to focus on their careers before starting a family, as well as sedentary lifestyles that decrease fertility. But an explosion in antidepressant prescriptions over the past 2 decades has also been blamed for the country's baby bust. Yes! And we have a study. A 2022 meta-analysis in Frontiers in Pharmacology found that SSRIs have a statistically significant impairment on semen quality, such as sperm concentration, sperm morphology, sperm motility, the researchers wrote. However, semen volume was not impacted. But if you don't have those other qualities, then you might fuck up your own kids. Like, if your sperm isn't at high quality, if it's making your sperm lower quality, it's going to be
lower quality winner.
Yes.
The touched in the head.
Right.
Oh, he only count to since 2.5. How do you know what half was? I don't know.
Since becoming widespread in the 80s, scripts for the mood... Toes,
he should be able to count higher.
Scripts for the mood-boosting drugs have skyrocketed, with a record nearly 1 in 5 adults taking them in 2020. What? Compared to around 1 in 50 at the turn of the century. There are 1 in 5 adults dealing with these effects right now. Think about that, guys. 1 in 5 adults that are not able to basically process emotions. They can't get it up. They can't get wet. They can't get... I mean, nothing happens. It doesn't matter, men and women. This might be one of the big issues behind the inceldom, femceldom things that we're seeing. It's women that have been so destroyed by this shit that has been prescribed to them because there's a lot of these e-girls and everything that these guys like on these fucking head meds. Like, you know, we got to talk about the bad Barbie situation where that woman made $57 million off OnlyFans. Like, she's probably just one of those too that's on all these damn... Or maybe not. Maybe she's one of the ones that has these handlers that are like, hey, these things are poison. We're not going to put you on them. But you never know. This could contribute to the overall fertility rate in the U.S., which has been steadily falling for decades. In the U.S., women had an average of just 1.7 children, according to the United Nations World Population Prospects in 2020. In 1970, that rate was 2.3. The global fertility rate, the average number of children born to each woman, was 2.3 in 2020 compared to 4.7 in 1970. That is a staggering 51% drop. Yeah, I'm definitely going to say it's the damn pharmaceuticals, way more than the damn porn. People say, I mean, yeah, the porn can be a problem, but it's not as bad as the fucking pharmaceuticals. Everybody's on these stupid SSRIs now. All the women are on these head meds. And we have research from this man, guys. Research from this man. And by the way, this article, this is 2024. 23rd of May, 2024. I'm not bringing you something that's old. I'm bringing you brand new research. Proving that this shit fucks up women. So any women that are hearing this, and I know... you're taking them. I know there's some of you on them. Just letting you know, maybe you don't suffer these side effects. But this man has research that proves it. That you can suffer these side effects. There's other ways
of getting over your depression.
Right.
Much safer ways. I guarantee you, not being able to have an orgasm, that'd depress the hell
out
of me.
Oh my God. That's what turns people to suicide.
Yeah.
Well, no, I mean, I'm just saying, some people use that to relieve the stress and everything else that they have, and they can't do that. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
It's kind of like the body's fail-safe sometimes.
I mean, I always feel like, why would I be on Earth if I couldn't do that?
Right.
But, still not going to kill myself.
I know you.
There's pizza, steak, a tit to pop in your mouth every once in a while. I'll find a way.
Right.
As in Jurassic Park, life,
and we are talking about the Papa John's and Domino's type. You know, you gotta be careful saying pizza on the internet.
What? Did I say pizza?
Yes, sir. And it's fine, you just didn't even realize it. Just realize that all these guys here, what? No, we're not talking about that.
I like Dave Mattel's joke. He's like, if he ever has a kid, he's going to name him Pizza Pussy Santa because everyone likes at least one of those things.
Okay, so Night Dive Studios on my shit list. But the boss is boycotting a company for supporting Trump after assassination attempt. Sticker Mule. I read this stuff myself, guys, so I can verify. I read all kinds of... Well, just last night. I read these. Sticker Mule, you know, I gotta say, they responded to damn near every comment, and there were way over 100. Sticker Mule, which is a printing service company, they also do hot sauce. And I've been told it's mid, but I've also been told it's good, and I've also been told it's sweet. I'm kind of curious to buy some myself because of all the stuff. So let's go ahead and support Sticker Mule because they're supporting Trump. And we are going to be a Trump-supporting channel currently. That's my thing.
Sticker Mule.
Sticker Mule. A printing service company has gotten blowback from the head of Night Dive Studios supporting former U.S. President Donald Trump after he survived an assassination attempt. Donald Trump was shot. I don't care what your political views are, but the hate for Trump and his supporters has gone too far. That's all he said. That's all he said, DP. That's literally it. Sticker Mule co-founder Anthony Constantino said in a statement sent out to their customers and on social media. He added, "People are terrified to admit they support Trump. I've been scared myself. Americans shouldn't live in fear. I support Trump. Many at Sticker Mule do. Many at Sticker Mule also support Biden. The political hate needs to stop." Okay, so yeah, that was the full statement. But that's literally all he said. The head of Night Dive Studios, Stephen Kick, promptly voices rejection of their message by announcing he is boycotting the company and likely not using them for their products anymore. "You've lost my business. Anyone who supports this monster deserves to go down with him." Soon after Sticker Mule sent out the message to their customers and followers, the expected wave of death threats came from presumptive Joe Biden supporters, the sole opponent to Trump in the 2024 election. To combat the onslaught of death threats, Sticker Mule announced a $2,500 bonus to 70-plus of their support staff who are currently holding the front line against endless death threats to the company and its staff. Numerous other notable public figures have unfortunately committed a federal crime by wishing death upon the U.S. former president, like Tenacious D's co-founder Kyle Gass, which we'll talk about in a minute.
Yeah, disappointed.
But not surprised.
Not surprised.
Here's the full message from Constantino. Donald Trump was there's the whole thing, guys. He said, "Donald Trump was shot. I don't care what your political views are, but the hate for Trump and his supporters has gone too far. People are terrified to admit that they support Trump. I've been scared myself. Americans shouldn't live in fear. I support Trump. Many at Sticker Mule do. Many at Sticker Mule support Biden. The political hate needs to stop. Today, a bullet almost killed Trump. He's got 5 kids. One's still a teenager. No one should have to die and sacrifice the happiness of their family to run for office. If Donald Trump can risk that, the least that the rest of us can do is vocalize our support and help end the hate. The more people realize that kind-hearted, compassionate people support Trump, the sooner the hate will end. I'm speaking up today and will do more in the future to stop this insane political hate. Awesome people all over the world love Trump. Don't limit your friendships and diminish your happiness by indulging in political hate. Vocalize your support. Stop the hate."
And honestly, if they really looked at it, like Amber Rose, the porn star, if they really look at it, like, they, whatever they think they know about them is completely different. You know, you have what the media is pushing. And they have, you know, a lot of Republicans and other people, libertarians, they can see it because they look at both sides and they see, like, I saw this speech with my own eyes and it is nothing what they're saying it was on the left, but the right is reporting it verbatim. So I mean, when you see the actual speech, you look at the footage, and you look at what the news media is putting out, it's like 3 different things.
Right. Well, that's always how it is. The media always...
Unless it's Biden, then they make it look way better than what it is.
They always have to embellish things.
Because they're like, oh shit, we better find somebody that can compete with Trump.
Word has it they're going to try to put Big Mike in there.
Big Mike.
Who do you think old Big Mike is?
What? Pence?
No. Michelle Obama.
Oh, well, I don't know.
Big Mike.
I didn't know her dude name was Mike.
Yo, Big Mike is good.
Before the surgery.
That's what we hear. Big Mike's going to be
before the transition, it was Mike. That's Mike Obama.
All right. So, Jack Black cancels the Tenacious D tour. Apologizes Trump assassination comment. For Trump assassination.
My mom was actually on top of this before I heard anything about it. Sent it to me.
Tenacious D frontman Jack. Now, to be fair, before we even start this article, both me and DP, we like Jack Black.
I mean, I love
We like Jack his Black. Comedy. We love yeah. his music.
I always say, love the art, not the opinion.
Yeah, we don't agree with his politics.
I don't, you know, he's an adamant atheist. I'm not an atheist. I don't agree with that.
Sure.
But he is a funny guy, and I like his movies. A lot of his movies has got a family theme where you can watch, and others are more my level, like blue humor. And,
blue humor?
Blue, that's like blue collar. You know, it's usually got some dirty language.
Oh, okay, I get it.
There's a whole history behind it, but I ain't gonna go
into that. We don't need all that. All right. Tenacious D frontman Jack Black has canceled their sold-out Australian tour after his bandmate Kyle Gass said he hopes for another assassination attempt on former U.S. President Donald Trump. Really? Really, Kyle? Roughly 24 hours after a failed assassination attempt on Trump, who was running for re-election, the comedy band duo were performing in Sydney, Australia, when Black sang Happy Birthday to Gass and asked him to make a wish. Without skipping a beat, Gass then said, "Don't miss Trump next time," which was followed by a long pause from Black, who then said, "Thank you." Here's a video from the exchange.
I guarantee you, Australia is not the place to do it.
Australia is not the place to do that. Let's hear that, guys.
They actually do a better job of being accurate about what's going on in our country than our media is.
Yeah. Just give me a minute. All right. So let's turn this up a little bit. Let's hear what these idiots say. I mean, I like them.
They don't become famous because they're intellect. They become famous because they sing silly songs.
Right.
I mean, you gotta be. Two run.
He was like, "Yeah,
that might be the."
Yeah, I know.
Then Jack Black, I love and the bad thing is, a lot of these people that are hating on him so much loved him when he wasn't running for president.
Oh yeah, absolutely.
But all of a sudden, when he runs for president, he's the worst person ever, and blah blah blah. You know. What's the deal? Either he's good and you want to hang with him, or he's terrible and you can't stay. Like, what is it? Because you're sure hanging out with him until he decided he's going to run for president.
Shortly after this performance and the recording surfaced online, blowback culminated with Australian Senator Ralph Babel, leader of the United Australian Party, calling for Tenacious D to be deported from the country. Oof! Tenacious D should be immediately removed from the country after wishing for the assassination of Donald Trump at their Sydney concert. Really fucking stupid thing to do, Babbitt said. Yeah. I condemn in the strongest possible way the call to political violence by Tenacious D in Sydney on Sunday. Out of all the bands! It's worth noting that it's a federal crime to wish for death or to threaten a current or former U.S. president under United States Code Title 18, Section 871.
Well, there you go.
Regardless of whether or not the comment was meant to be a joke or not, Aussie Senator Babbitt isn't laughing and said it wasn't a joke. This was not a joke. He was deadly serious when he wished for the death of the president, Babbitt said. To advocate and or wish for the assassination of a president is egregious, disgusting, filthy, evil, and not acceptable in any way, shape, or form. After widespread blowback online and reports of numerous venues canceling future tour dates, locations for Tenacious D, both of the band's frontmen took to social media to end the tour and seemingly the band altogether. I was blindsided by what was said at the show on Sunday. I would never condone hate speech or encourage political violence in any form, Black said in a statement. Now, this is Black that said in a statement. After much reflection, I no longer feel it is appropriate to continue the Tenacious D tour, and all future creative plans are on hold. I am grateful to the fans for their support and understanding. Jack's bandmate Kyle Gass also issued an apology statement, saying the line I improvised on stage Sunday night in Sydney was highly inappropriate, dangerous, and a terrible mistake. I don't condone violence of any kind in any form against anyone. What happened was a tragedy, and I'm incredibly sorry for my severe lack of judgment. I profoundly apologize to those I've let down and truly regret any pain I've caused. Okay, now, let me basically spill this out for you guys, because I did work with music and musicians and all that shit. This is the label getting on their ass. The label got on their ass. And who is that label, by the way? It's a good idea. Let's find out.
Let's look it up.
Whoops, I don't care about that. Let's go find out.
I can't remember.
I will find it out.
Unless they're with a different one from their first album.
Oh, are they currently on Epic? Let's see. Tenacious D is currently on... Well, it would show on the latest record.
Still one of the best movies ever. Pick of Death. It's so terrible, but it's so good at the same time.
All right. Post-Apocalypto was released on Columbia. Columbia, that's Sony. Oh, Sony got on their ass.
Yep. Yep, there you go.
Yeah. I absolutely have worked with Sony, guys. Century Media Records. Yeah, I used to work with them. That's kind of before Sony bought them, but they're Sony now. So if I get anything from... Ooh, I almost said her name. If I got anything from her, it would definitely be Sony. So I would be held responsible if anything happened. That's why I don't mess with it anymore. Okay, but... No, hold on. Back to what we were doing, because we don't need that. No, we're not going to cover that. What are we going to cover, though? Ah! Woman arrested for calling cops to get out of a date with a man she met online.
Ooh, boy, she's hard up to get out
Good
of that date.
Lord.
Well, I wonder what if he looked like a creepy Larry.
A woman was arrested for falsely reporting a crime after she called the cops and fabricated a story in order to get out of a first date. Shamaya Thomas, 18, scheduled a romantic evening with a stranger she matched with on a dating app, but when he arrived at her doorstep on June 16th, she suddenly got cold feet and phoned the police. Ouch. The North Liberty, Iowa woman told officers that the man was an abusive ex who was threatening to cause her physical harm, according to an affidavit pertaining to the bizarre case. Thomas, who also falsely claimed she was pregnant with the man's child, said he planned to hit, punch, kick, and stab her. Whoa! These are all the red flags in the universe. Guys, be very careful dating. We mean it. When officers arrived at the scene, the man informed them that they had only met Thomas via a dating app approximately 1 week prior, providing officials with proof of messages between the pair. That's her.
What? Was he not good enough for that? Oh, good lord. That looked like Shrek's younger cousin.
The conversation showed he was
she
being...
She lives in a swamp!
She was being honest, and
a baby.
He really did just meet this female, the affidavit reads. Thomas, however, had told officers that they had known each other for 2 years and accused the man of being abusive and threatening to cause harm to her, while claiming the written communication had taken place over Snapchat. Officers later discovered that Thomas was lying and had deleted messages from her phone between her and the date, and she eventually admitted to making these false reports because she got cold feet on meeting him.
She like the transgender they keep showing on YouTube talking about, I'm a 10, I'm a 10. It looks like a damn tiny face and a big blockhead. The fattest person.
Oh, yeah, you're talking about, yeah.
And when she or he, whatever... Its journey is, what the fuck, it looks like it towers over these petite little girls.
Oh, I know what you're talking about.
It looks
about.
Like they should speak Japanese.
It's like Jabba the Hutt.
Godzilla! Godzilla!
It's literally Jabba the Hutt. The report claims that she didn't think officers would help. So she made up this call and the events that she described. As a result, the man, who was not named, was detained for more than an hour. According to Daily Mail, Thomas was arrested and charged with 2 counts of false report of indictable office offense to public entity, which is a misdemeanor, and 1 quart of false report on a 911 call.
That's only a misdemeanor?
Yeah. If she's this flaky at 18, he dodged a major bullet. But no, the police should have arrested the man for still showing up after he saw her profile picture. In fact, he should be mandated to receive counseling and required to pay for calling for her calling the police on him.
He mistook it for a dude. Oh no, that looked pretty ugh.
The guy who was supposed to have a date with her should be eternally thankful it didn't happen. Agreed.
Ain't that crazy though, at that look, thinks it's too good for whoever the guy was.
Agreed, I'd rather spend an hour in the back of a police car than an hour at dinner with her. It looks like it would take
a boy from Deliverance, and I still would have said, you're too good for her.
Agreed. I said it looks like it would take at least an hour for her to finish with the appetizers, let alone dinner. Dinner would be 6 hours.
Now, appetizers, maybe, but yeah, she ain't gonna stop with one appetizer. That girl, you can tell them cheeks. That's a 5-appetizer girl. Then the main course.
I'm surprised he didn't run away after she opened the door. Maybe he was locked up for 10 years and was desperate. Well, beyond desperate.
She's got the bear trap of snatches.
Good Lord.
She closes in legs. She won't get away from that meat cannon.
Oh, Lord, no.
Rough. Good Lord. Look like a British bulldog with fucking wig on.
All right. Let's see. What do we got? What do we got?
I'm not going to say God didn't have a sense of humor after seeing that girl.
Oh, yeah. Let's see. And so it's not that one. Oh, we do need to cover that. And we did not.
Enemy, a scare.
We did not cover that one, but we do need to cover it. All right, so here we go. This is something really... All right, so how do I get rid of... See, the one thing I don't like about this is there's no... Oh, yeah, maybe there is an X button.
And no, my chubby girls are all right.
Yeah. Damn it.
If you already look like you're not going to work once he says I do...
We'll get back to...
Once he says I do, she said, I'm not working now. I live on a steady diet of ramen noodles and Burger King chicken fries.
Right. But there is one that I do want to talk about. All right. So this happened a while ago, and we didn't cover it. All right. So Predator teacher Rebecca Joins weeps as she is jailed for having sex with 2 teenage boys. Rebecca Joins cried in the dock as she was sentenced for 6 counts of engaging in sexual activity with a child, including 2 while being a person in position of trust. A pedophile teacher who had sex with 2 teenage boys, having a baby with 1, has been jailed for 6.5 years. Disgraced math teacher Rebecca Joins, 30, was convicted in April of 6 counts of sexual activity.
Still getting off very light.
With children after sleeping with 1 pupil before falling pregnant by a 2nd while on police bail. The boys, who could not be named for legal reasons, were 15 and 16 at the time.
We're too busy high-fiving.
Parents of both boys watched as Joins, wearing a gold necklace, black padded jacket.
Those jacklets are fucking dangerous.
And with blonde highlights in her hair, visibly,
telltale sign of a predator,
visibly shook and broke down in tears as she was jailed at Manchester Crown Court. Passing sentence, Judge Kate Cornell told the defendant, there is a breathtaking arrogance in your conduct. You were the adult. You were the person in control, the person who should have known better and entrusted by the school and the boys and by their parents of caring for their sons. Instead, you abused that position of trust and exploited the privileged role for your own sexual gratification.
Then he said, you should have swallowed.
Well, that was a woman that was saying it, so I was trying to put in like a real, like... Joins wept as she was sentenced on Thursday morning at Manchester Crown Court, following a 2-week trial during which a jury heard she had cultivated relationships with the boys over filthy Snapchat messages. She had groomed them with attention and bought one, called Boy A, a $350 Gucci belt during a trip to the Trafford Center.
What a $350 Gucci belt.
She then took
$350 for a belt.
She then took the boy back to her flat in Salford Quays, where they had sex twice before Joins told the teenager no one had better find out. But the next day, the boy's mother spotted a love bite on her son's neck and the police were called. Joins was suspended pending a police investigation, but that did not stop her from inviting the 2nd pupil, Boy B, to her apartment for a date night that involved an Ann Summers scratch card of sexual activities. And a letter to the teenager, Joynes wrote, "Every inch of you is perfect. You are all I ever dream about." Boy B said sexual activity began when he was 15, with kissing and full sex when he was 16 and while he was still a pupil. She became pregnant with a boy and gave birth earlier this year, but the child was taken away from her within 24 hours.
"You might try to have sex with it. Get it away. Get it away."
No. The court, maybe. The court heard Boy B's life will be forever different after becoming a father at such a young age. In a statement read to the court, he said, "I was coerced and controlled, manipulated, sexually abused, and mentally abused." Joynes is convicted of 6 counts of engaging...
British voice. It sounds way worse. "I was only a boy at 12 when she molested me.
I was coerced, controlled, manipulated, sexually abused, and mentally abused.
And then I said, 'Can I have some more?' She said, 'You want some more?' 'Yes, please.'"
Joynes was convicted of 6 counts engaging in sexual activity with a child, including 2 while being a person in position of trust. The trial heard how Joynes joined the school in 2018 as part of the Teach First teacher recruitment scheme after studying for a sports and exercise science degree at university in Liverpool. But at the age of 28, the former childhood gymnast had undergone a messy breakup after the 9-year relationship, struggled during the COVID pandemic, and was lonely when she became flattered by the attention of teenage schoolboys. Joynes said she had a breakdown after she was suspended for her job following the police investigation into her relationship with Boy A and moved back to her parents' home on the Wirral. Judge Cornell says Joynes was a high achiever who had thrown her career away and had taken her baby away from her through her own actions. She continued,
"Mom, can I have a friend over?" "Sure. My mom said you can stay."
From the outside, it may be easy to fall into the misconception that these boys were not victims. And maybe ask what 15-year-old boy would not want to have sex with an older, attractive teacher. Surely they would be up for it. How can this be a crime? Well, Miss Joynes, there is no doubt this is a crime. Both boys are very much victims, obviously unworldly and vulnerable to the advances of an older, attractive woman. You felt buoyed and boisterous. I think that's what that is. Boosted by their attention. You were the one with the car, the flat, the money, the life experience. There's no real insight from you. You continued to deny the offenses and have been silent on the distressing impact of these boys. Jane Wilson, senior Crown prosecutor for CPS Northwest, said, "Rebecca Joynes was in a position of trust as a high school teacher. She abused her position to groom and exploit 2 schoolboys in the worst way, with no thought for the lasting impact it would have on them. Every parent sends their child to school, expecting them to be safeguarded and taken care of. Joynes' actions have eroded that trust."
Well, you notice who, they didn't say the dad got mad about it. They said the mom got mad about it.
Yeah, that's now, a good point.
I mean, despite, we do need equal rights. If, you know, guys are going to get in trouble for seducing their students, we need equal treatment for, but I'm pretty sure the guys get way more than 6 years if they get in trouble with 1, let alone 2. But, yeah, that, man, I thrilled the shit out of her. When I was 15, man, she could say, "Do you wanna?" And I'd already had she said, "To go get a sandwich." So, "Oh, I thought you were going to say have sex. Let me put my pants back on." But, yeah, when I was 15.
We don't need that right now.
Lord, the days I had hope my shirt was long enough to cover my dick coming out of my pants. Because it would go above the belt loop. The belt was not holding it in place. It was going straight up.
If you're struggling with dating right now, don't worry. I know where all the men are hiding. Uh-oh.
Where?
She knows. Are you struggling with dating right now? The good news is that it isn't your fault. It's because all the men are on holiday. And men will continue to be on holiday for as long as it takes. Tessa Snow, 30, resides in Newcastle and has been single on off for 5 years. At this point, she's an expert and she's worked out why there's always a winter slump in her dating life, and thankfully she's prepared to show it with others.
Kind of plain Jane.
If you're struggling in dating right now, don't worry. Never fret. Because the love of your life is probably just over in Europe right now, having the time of their life, and they don't know you exist yet, she explained. Mrs. Snow posted the public announcement on TikTok, which amassed over 40,000 views on the platform. She added that she felt that she picked a terrible time to start dating again because everyone knows Australian winters are when all the men take annual leave and head over to Europe. Well, that's what happens.
Is that what they do?
Yes, it is the time of year when Aussie men exit to soak up some culture. Are far too many of them just drinking with their friends in pubs in foreign culture countries, rather, while the...
Grilling women in hostels.
Yeah, that's what's going on.
Going to the red light districts.
Yeah, where the main cultural difference is that the pub is playing soccer instead of rugby league. Yes, but that's beside the point. Their exodus creates quite the man drink.
The best part is when they're having sex while they're watching soccer and drinking beer.
This single Aussie told news.com.au that she's watched the dating pool shrink because far too many men have fled the country. I wonder why. The dating pool is very small, as lots of men are off gallivanting around Europe right now or heading there over the next few weeks, she said. Every single man, even single men who haven't left for the European holiday yet, are problematic. What's the point of falling for someone new if they're packing their bags for a new adventure? So I may match and talk with someone, but they're heading to Europe. I'd rather them have the time of their life and revisit it when they're home. Or I am hesitant to continue to chat with them, Miss Snow said. Fellow single women online were quick to discuss the perils of dating through a period where far too many men are on a boys' trip. I'm going to pray and hope this is true, one wrote. Dating in Melbourne is so bad, another shared. Literally banging my head against the wall because of these Aussie boys, one admitted. They come back $20,000 in debt from the holiday, someone else warned. At the best of times, dating isn't easy for Miss Snow because she lives in Newcastle where everyone knows everyone. Our single girls are waiting for someone new to move to town or for the long-term relationship they had in their 20s to end, she explained. The single Aussie said that even when all the men aren't in Europe, dating in Australia is always challenging. I think dating in Australia is always challenging, especially with the domestic violence rates in our country and the giant spiders.
Well, this adds another element of caution.
I don't pursue anything with anyone unless I can check in with a mutual friend or giant spider about their character relationship history, she said. Plus, even if Miss Snow finds out the guy is decent, she's found that Aussie dating culture doesn't evoke romantic vibes. I also think there's a culture among some male groups and giant spiders that think really wanting a serious relationship is a cringe, but they want everything a serious relationship has, just minus the label and commitment. AKA they want a situationship in case someone better comes along, or giant spiders, she said. I absolutely believe that Western men are on a sort of strike against the culture of dating. Bob the Builder with more base takes. We constantly feel like women are always on the lookout for a better option, whether on social media or on dating apps. Isn't that just the truth, gentlemen? I have no idea how to treat women anymore because we're told to treat them as equals. But also, hold on, let him finish. But also be required to be the man and take charge, so it's beyond confusing at this point. Men are not asking to go back to 1950, and ladies, we are not. I want to be very clear. But if women want equality, and at the same to be treated like a queen, it is just far too confusing and feels like a losing game for men. As a mid-30s guy, all I want is stability in life, but whenever a woman enters my life, confusion and stress spike, and it's not enjoyable. I'm a middle-aged woman and constantly get asked out by younger guys. I've been married before and this is the first time I've been single since I'm 23 and it's by my choice. Much to your point, there is so much peace in
that's for the divorce.
And knowing that once you walk in through the doors of your home, there is no one there to get in the way of whatever it is you feel like doing, no one to annoy you, and your peace is your own. Out of all the... one of the things that guys tell me about dating older women is that they're fed up with younger women's obsession with social media and unrealistic expectations that has been created. That's true. Me and Empress talk about that a lot.
Yeah.
And she would be considered an older woman. I hate to say it, but yeah. A lot of these... not an older woman, but, you know, we're not getting any younger.
A woman of a certain age.
Yes. A lot of these young people are afraid. She also told me she's gotten mean in her old age. A lot of these young
people...
She says, I've gotten meaner, but she says it's because we've got... says we get meaner because we get more bitter. I said,
men don't really appreciate that
very much. Really don't. A lot of these young people are afraid to connect face-to-face. It's about likes and DMs and comments on their stories. It's their thing. But they're probably doing that with hundreds of people. I wish you good luck. If I was a young man in this day and age, I'd be looking to date European women that are not like these crazy American chicks with all this unnecessary lip injections or fake eyelashes and body parts. I dated an older woman, and she was more honest and direct, which is hard to come by. I'm done being concerned if I'm offending someone. Date Europeans instead of American women, when Europe is where other half of the chaotic madness come from? Another well-meaning woman is telling we men about us. The paradigm is gone, ladies. There's a new one developing. Ladies, y'all don't realize what's happening. Men are comprehending the marriage trap. What did they say in the very first episode of The Man's Show? Marriage was a trap.
And don't get me wrong, it can be great, but sometimes you don't know what you're getting, even though you think
right.
You know at first. I always say,
it's like getting
give it a year, because a woman can only hide her crazy for so long.
It's like getting a burger.
It just erupts.
It's like getting a burger. You know, you see like the picture of the burger, and you're like, man, that looks good. And then you get the burger
from
you
find out it was raw meat they torched really fast.
Yeah.
The mustard's not even mustard. It's yellow paint. And then the ketchup's not even ketchup. It's blood from an elk.
Yeah.
And then, of course, the buns, they just cut those off the ass cheeks of an aborted newborn.
Right.
And there you have it.
Wow. Don't engage in a contract where at any time the other party can walk away with at least half of everything. No rational person would engage in such an arrangement in business. You're damn right. My friend's story about how their mom cheated on their dad with two men, and because they were living in Alaska, a no-fault divorce state, required the assets to be split down the middle, has struck me in a life-altering way. How awful is that? The husband gets cheated on, and he has to give her half of everything. Society has gone way too far on equality between men and women. I will stick with computer games. Okay, so, go ahead and say that last comment.
The problem that men and women have with this is women try to become what they think men will like, which is really what they like, which is boss women, strong, independent protectors. And then men try to become what they think women like, which is what they like in a woman, which is sensitive, caring, affectionate, and pussified.
So, okay. Now that we're done with that, I'll do a preview of what I'm going to be doing later, probably in a couple of days, because we are going to go back into the supplemental. We won't be talking about the divorce screwing. We'll talk about that later. He screws the jar lids too tight. We don't have time for that one right now. But, all right, guys. So, I want to end this real quickly with one thing. So, basically, guys, Spetsnaz has died. He didn't die of old age. He died in a car accident. Many of you guys are very familiar with Spetsnaz's content. Probably before you even got into my early content or TFMs or Sandmans and stuff like that. He was one of the originals with Barbarossa and those guys, remember? One of the guys that was telling men about all this stuff that men are just now starting to get. You remember Bob the Builder and Kevin's statement that they've talked about just recently? Men are now starting to get it. And it's because of Spetsnaz's early work. It's because of him planting that seed early in that marriage is not such a good idea. And that things are not favoring men right now. You know, I know the manosphere has turned into a pile of absolute dog shit. There's very few channels that I find interesting. Homath had some promise, but he's kind of going into his doomsday rants a little. And I'm just like, oh man, I liked it when you were talking more about the situations that are going on right now and not about how the everything's collapsing and blah 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 blah. I get it. Okay, I listened to TFM for the longest. No offense to the monkey. He still does good stuff, and he apparently did predict the assassination on Trump, which, yeah, I'm pretty sure that
assassination attempt.
But, I mean, I don't know if he predicted it as a full assassination or an attempt. Somebody that has watched that will probably comment here and tell me exactly what he predicted. But, Yeah, anyway, I'm sure, you know, he doesn't constantly talk about doom and gloom on there. Maybe he's changed a little bit. But I just get tired of hearing about, oh, everything's going to shit. Yeah, everything's going to shit. But there's still good things out there. And if anything, we can learn, excuse me, if there's anything we can learn from Spetsnaz, is that you may not live to be an old man. You may die in a car accident. You may die of something stupid. Somebody may shoot you. Like, there's all kinds of things that can happen.
Like, it's your last.
Yeah, you have no idea what's going to happen. You don't know if you're going to get tomorrow. You don't know if you're going to get the next hour. And that's real hardcore.
With that in office, we could be bombed at any moment.
You have no idea what's going to go down. You have no idea what's going to go down at any time for any reason. You'd be like the people at Pompeii. They were just fucking chilling, and then all of a sudden...
And a volcano wipes out. Now, a lot of people, they were able to escape on the other side. To Crete, I believe.
Right.
It may have been enough, but it's something that you'd have to watch the damn thing I watched on it.
But just what I'm saying, guys, is, life is short, okay? And sometimes life can be cut shorter than what you expect. Maybe you're like, well, I'll get time to watch that movie. I'll get time to play that game. I'll get time to read that book. I'll get time to learn that language. I'll get time to learn this skill. I'll get time to, you know, do this or that or the other. Maybe you won't. So always think about that. Maybe
then
you
again,
won't.
You say, might talk to that pretty girl tomorrow. Might not get the chance. Even though that's something a lot pretty sketchy in itself.
Yeah.
She might stab you.
Yeah, she might.
Shit you.
She might be the reason you die.
Yeah,
it's a possibility.
Let's take out an insurance policy on you. Why? Well, I care about
that's you. Yeah.
If I'm dead, what does it matter if there's any money involved?
Right. Okay.
Don't you love me for me? Yeah.
No. Don't love you that much. All right. So at any rate, guys, this is the Grim Lord, and we will see you guys next time on the Grim Articles Show. Stay tuned.
Later.
Enjoy the decline.